This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Wildfire warnings remain in effect for much of northeast Colorado until 7 tonight. The National Weather Service says low humidity and winds up to 30 miles per hour could create dangerous wildfire conditions. The warnings cover parts of Adams, Arapahoe, Elbert, and Lincoln counties. Forecasters are also warning about wildfire weather in Pueblo County and Huerfano County. Colorado Springs will continue to convert medians and other city land to native grasses. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyd says about 80 acres have been converted over 10 years.
The trouble is that soft, verdant Kentucky bluegrass needs more water, more mowing, and pretty much just more maintenance and TLC than native options. Colorado Springs says switching to more rugged natives saves about $10,000 per acre per year. City Parks Operations Manager Eric Becker says if the grass is not used for recreation, it can easily be converted.
You have your main core inside the sidewalk boundaries and then on the periphery, very passive use type areas.
The city has also been emphasizing artificial turf or sports fields. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Denver renamed 32nd Avenue to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in 1980, but the city left the Jr. out of its official paperwork. Now the Transportation Department is trying to fix the mistake. The city asked residents if they objected to putting the Jr. back in. They didn't. Now the city council has to vote on whether or not to fix the 40-year-old error. Right now in Denver, it's 69 degrees. In Vail, it's 46. This is CPR News.